Alola.
All right, we are episode 8 of Alola from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. This is our playthrough of the game. We last left off with Mallow's Trials, so if you haven't done that yet, spoiler warning. And if you're looking for real episodes of It's Super Effective, they will resume after our mini-series is done. My name is SBJ. With me is Micah.
Alola. Did I miss it?
And Irene.
I'm here.
And we are going to be talking about pretty much arriving to Olivia's town. I don't know what that's called. Right after the Diglett Cave.
Coney Coney.
Town?
Coney Coney City.
Okay. Not anything too eventful in here, but I figured we'd take a second because this might be a shorter episode, but we'll take a second to talk about everything that's kind of happened up to this point. So after you beat the final trial, Mallow, you have now completed your grass, water, fire trials.
Yes.
All on one island. And you go to the research facility. I'm not sure what it's called, but you meet Burnett.
Dimensional Research Lab.
You meet Burnett?
Yes.
Who is Kukui's wife?
Yes.
Who was also the person in charge of the Pokedex 3D radar scan?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Which I never played.
Neither.
And was told that on stream.
Yeah.
And I said, why would anyone play that?
I think
and
that
then I was informed that a lot of people really liked it.
And I think that was the only way to get Landorus in land form.
Oh, okay.
In its dog form.
Prior to, like, didn't they release it in an event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They release everything in events. So she tells you about Ultra Wormholes. From my understanding, this is all pretty much the same.
They also tell you Lily's backstory.
With Cosmog. And how she ran away, ended up on a beach, became Professor's assistant.
Yeah. They pretty much just say, like, we found her on the beach 3 months ago. And we don't know what happened before that or whatever. Or maybe they do know what happened before it. I don't know.
Feels like
this is not like a super exciting.
Alola's kind of small. Somebody would see Lily, realize it,
yeah.
Tell Lusamine that, hey, she's staying with the professor and his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're also everywhere.
Yeah.
How have we encountered all of these people multiple times walking around this island? But they have never encountered each other.
3 months to be hiding from your mom.
Like,
who runs one of the more...
just a ferry ride away.
Most powerful organizations.
Yeah.
In Alola. Something's fishy. I wrote down Pokemon Pelago. I don't know if there's anything else to say, but I think it's the same.
Yeah, there's a researcher in the Dimensional Research Lab, a scientist that says Moan published a theory about the Ultra Wormhole. And that's all he says. He says, there was a scientist named Moan who published a theory about the Ultra Wormhole. And I went, okay, you gonna tell me more about that? Or, because that's like kind of you're dropping some knowledge on me.
There's a couple stickers in here, but otherwise, I don't know. I thought at this point we would get something new.
Yeah.
And it was just the same. You walk outside and you see an eclipse again.
I thought you see the wormhole.
It was a hole in the sky. It wasn't an eclipse.
Which is the same thing that happened
last time
in Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
You walk out and see the rift.
I guess I just thought the story was going to come somewhere different, especially with the recon squad.
Yeah.
They're walking all over the place. They clearly missed this building with a giant satellite dish in front of it. I don't know. Maybe it'll matter later.
They need help with technology, but why would they go to the place that looks like it has the most technology?
Right next door is Game Freak.
It is.
So you can go to the building next door.
Also, hold on a second. Game Freak is in the building next door on the second floor.
Yes.
On the third floor
is the Aether Foundation.
Is the Aether Foundation. They're literally next door to the Dimensional Research Lab.
No one's seen Lily. It's impossible.
We have
to
no
find.
Idea where she is. How is this possible?
The real question is, does the Aether Foundation have more money than Game Freak to have a higher status in the building?
Ooh. I don't know.
Also, why is the hallway to Game Freak, like, really dark and dim? And there's, like, not a Team Skull grunt, but a punk. Maybe it's Team Skull.
Yeah.
Because there's, like,
a Team Skull grunt.
Well, there are punk girls and guys that look like Team Skull, but they're not a part of Team Skull.
Okay.
They're in the corner telling you about shinies.
That's because that's where you get the shiny charm.
That dude gives it to you?
No, in the game.
He's just in the corner saying, hey, shiny odds are 4,000 to 1.
Hey, kid, I got a shiny charm.
There's the guy inside Game Freak that asks you what color you like the best.
Then doesn't he say something like, oh, there's red, blue, yellow, and green.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the first game. I didn't do it in this game. I don't. What did you get for it?
You don't get anything. If you say yellow, he says pika pika. And if you say... If you say green, he says, wow, you must be a really hardcore fan.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Was there anything on the third floor for the Aether Foundation?
There is a side quest up there, yeah.
Was that when they gave you the... No, it wasn't. The leftover Pokeball?
I believe that's where it is.
Oh, yeah. They give you half a Pokeball, right?
It just says left Pokeball.
It's the left Pokeball. Like, so it
somebody
was
left it there.
Oh,
which was
I thought
confusing
it was like left
me.
As in like, oh, I need the right side now.
Right.
Yeah, no.
It was confusing. I feel like abandoned Pokeball or something like that maybe would have been a better...
Yeah.
Or lost Pokeball.
That might have been there.
I think that's where it was, yeah. But that's a side quest.
I think you're right. After Game Freak and everything, there's the Diglett Cave, which Olivia is there to check to make sure you've completed all three trials. And the Diglett Cave, exactly the same as it was before, from my understanding. You have any notes on this, Irene?
Not on Diglett Cave. It was exactly the same. That's where I saw the Dugtrio that was walking around. I mean, gliding around.
Okay, I was going to say, they got legs all of a sudden.
I mean, maybe.
What kind of shoes they wearing?
Slip sliding around.
You got to fight Team Skull in the cave. You get to fight them with How. This is a double battle. Frame rate goes to town, of course, when you enter a double battle with trainers. We get out of the Diglett Cave and we run into Looker, who mentions the Mafia.
So what did he do again in Sun and Moon? Because wasn't he endgame stuff?
Yeah. So
because I didn't do endgame stuff.
Technically, Looker's in all the games.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about
But in Sun and Moon, he is one third of the international police tracking down the Ultra Beast.
He's the Looker. He's always looking.
So
who looks the Looker?
He finds them, and then somebody usually tells him more about the Ultra Beast, and then he goes, "How did you know?" And then you go out and you catch the Ultra Beast, and you report back to him, and he goes, "Awesome, mission complete, bon voyage. Oh no, we have another Ultra Beast." And then you just go do that, and then he's the one that sees Necrozma, and then everyone else says that he's wrong, that all the Ultra Beasts are handled. And there's no Ultra Beast reading even in the area, even if he did see something. And so he goes, well, never mind. It must have been my imagination. And then you go there, and then it's Necrozma.
Okay. Cool. Thank
you. So that's what he does. That's what he did in Sun and Moon.
And in previous games, he was just like a supporting NPC, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He always had like some minis, something you could do with him.
Right.
But he tells you about the Mafia, which is the first reference to Team Rocket in this game. Well, that's my takeaway.
I feel like Boss at Mantine Surf was
Boss
maybe
Boss at Mantine Surf, yes, definitely. No doubt in my mind. But this is him mentioning Team Rocket's presence.
Yeah.
And then he gives you a Thunderstone.
Raichu, here I come. I'm real excited. Eventually.
I can't evolve mine. Because it's got a hat on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enjoy your Raichu.
It's probably an Everstone.
My Alolan Raichu.
Hidden inside this hat.
That's definitely what's happening.
I only have one more thing to talk about for this episode, which is something I didn't do, but I started it as another side quest.
The Ditto thing?
The Ditto 5. The Ditto
I was 5. So excited about this because
really
I
good.
Went in the police station and I talked to the thing and it was like, I'm a Ditto. And I was like, what?
It's really good.
I was really excited about it.
Did you do
it.
Any more than this, Irene?
I found one other Ditto, but I was also really excited that I got $12,000 for
the first one.
For the first one. I was like, what?
This is a really, it gets exponentially more the more that you do.
Wow.
This is a really good way to get a lot
wow.
of money.
Wow. Wow. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
So, Irene, did you catch the Ditto?
I caught the first Ditto.
Okay. Did you not catch
I've only seen two Dittos.
So you caught one, killed the other.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I didn't know until I heard you guys talking about it. So what were you saying?
All of the Ditto
It's really not that big of a deal.
No, I mean, if you're really into breeding, it's a thing. Like breeding.
But if you're really into breeding, you probably don't need these dittos at all.
Yeah. What I saw someone say was that they feel like this was a push for people to get competitive Pokemon through more legitimate means. Because they do just give you, like, if you catch these Ditto, they all have each of them has three perfect IVs, and they have fixed natures that are important for battle.
Let's back up.
Yes.
Is Game Freak assuming that competitive people actually want to play through a Pokemon story? Because I can tell you right now, they don't.
I mean, you gotta get those UBs somehow.
Yeah, they
maybe
get them
not through.
They get them somehow.
Oh, they do. I don't know. Maybe that's their intention. I thought it was an interesting take on it. Like, that could kind of make sense because it makes it easier to do it that way. I personally don't care. I caught them anyway because
I think they're cool.
Yeah, because I want them, and I named them all something for whatever the job was that was the person they were occupying.
Well,
which was cool.
I think it's cool because it's all games. Including Pokemon or whatever, Destiny, Final Fantasy, whatever you want to say, they should reward you for your time. And these actually seem like good rewards for your time.
Yeah.
If you already have these Dittos and you're not interested, cool. You can skip this whole thing.
Yep.
But if you have considered getting into breeding, this is actually one of the side quests out of the hundreds that are in this game that there's no way to track. That feels rewarding when you do it. It's also, on top of that, it seems like it's a real... I've only done the part one.
Yeah.
It seems fun.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Also, does Ditto talk? Is it confirmed that Ditto can speak English?
No. It just says Ditto.
Oh, yeah. It just says Ditto. Okay.
That's the, like, key. So you know if... They say, like, oh, so-and-so is... Like, one of them is a chef, and it's like, oh, this chef is... Like, the food tastes weird at this place, and you go there, and you talk to the chef, and it's like, Ditto? And it's always
like
somebody comes out after, like, whoever they were
like,
replacing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was just at the bathroom. Like,
and the chef is like, oh, I was at home and I was eating so much food I got stuck in the door, I couldn't make it to work. It's just a really fun, like, goofy side quest, especially after slogging through like a bunch of stuff that's pretty serious, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're like not really like goofy fun, you know. So
but I think that's our episode. Our next episode will be with the Olivia trial and a little bit in regards to that. So because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola!
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.